Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, all right. So today's daf is Yud Gimel. If everyone doesn't mind, we can start from Yud Beis, the Mishnah. Did you do pass the Mishnah? Okay, so let's drop in the Mishnah. That'll be great. I can't say Chazara ever killed someone. So if everyone doesn't mind. For Tammuz, Zichron Nishmas Hensha Hadassil Bas Yaakov Aleha Hashalom. Yeah. Okay, so today's daf again is a gimel. We'll start from the Mishnah Yud Beis on the Beis. A couple of thoughts on it just to get into the Gemara and the gimel. Let's start from the Mishnah. Yirshi Yesh Ba'avoydes Bechavim. So we have a city that has idols, idolatrous worship. And already we have machlekes what this means. Rashi learns that, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, so Rashi says clearly that when we talk about a city with idols, it's referring to Yirid, B'yayim Edom. Like we've been talking about the entire Masechta at this point. There's the day of their holiday, let's call it, where they serve Avodah Zarah on that day, and they had a market or a sale or some kind of convention, I guess, where they would all come and gather and sell their wares, etc. That's how Rashi learns. However, Tosfos learns that that can't be the case. Tosfos says, from Hashem Rabbeinu Meir, he learns the last Kach Pirush from Tosfos, Dibra Masl Ir, Sheyesh Vavod Tzuchavim, the end. Places does the kafir from the mayor, the hacha mayor be rich also lahniach by meches, b'shloi b'yaneidu mayor. Not talking about the holiday, it was a day of, just again, it's a sale, the holiday sale, not a holiday sale, sorry, it was a sale, sidewalk sale or something like that, where they had a marketplace, and in that time, they would, the rulership, or they would make sure there was a tax collected on the sales of items, and those taxes were given to Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't specifically the din of Yom Edom. It was a special day of the market where taxes were given for Avodah Zarah, and that's a new halacha, really, Rabbeinu Meir learns, as far as what the Mishnah is talking about. And we'll see why, we'll maybe get back soon to why Tosfos learns like that and the problem that Rashi has. So what is this case? Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Meir. Let's go with Rashi for now. We're talking about the holiday sale on that day. What's the halacha? They had stores that were adorned with things that smelled well, and perfumes, etc. We'll see exactly. Some had fruits. What exactly the issur is, but let's just keep it simple now before we get to the Gemara. Adorned stores, and then they had v'she'enim utaris, and then they had stores that weren't adorned. Zeho yamaisa v'beishan. So this story occurred in Beis Shan, okay? So we had this occurrence. Amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, "Hama utaris asurus, v'she'ena utaris mutaris." Make sure I'm not on mute, okay? We're not on mute, right? Let me just make sure. So make sure we're not on mute here. No one's on yet, but I just want to make sure we're not on mute. That's a big thing right now. This is the pre-Amazon days, Amazon day sale. So this was during Beis Shan. Ram Chacham Mutaris Asuris Veshein Mutaris Mutaris. Okay, so the ones that are adorned, the stores that are adorned, you can't buy from them. Important. But when it comes to the Einan Mutaris, the stores that aren't adorned, then Mutaris, then you are able to buy from them. So just important to point out right away, Rashi's bothered with the question. Why is it Mutar? We just, first Mishnah, you're not allowed to be Dumekach Umemker on the holiday of the Goyim. And Rashi learned that this is the case. This case is talking about the holiday sale. So how can you do business even if it's not mutaris? Isser, they might go azul amoida, or you might be machshel them on yisav avodah zarah, right? So lo yisham al picha. So Rashi here says, if a big chiddush, Rashi here says that the isser of doing business on the holiday of the goyim is only when it comes to selling to them. When you sell to them,
then that's a problem because they're happy. They bought something. Apparently, whenever someone sells something, they're sad. They're losing an item, specifically a non-perishable item. We'll see. But they're sad that they're selling, losing some item. And therefore, the isser of doing business, Rashi says, is only when you sell to them. But if they sell to you, they're not going to be necessarily rejoicing over what they did. So you don't have that problem of doing business via Meidim. Rather, there's a separate problem. We'll see. It's Meches, or maybe you're being Nana from Avodah Zarah. But the halacha that we have up until now, doing business via Meidim, does not apply over here. That's what Rashi says. Chiddush of Rashi. Taisus says, and we just quoted before, Taisus says from Rabbeinu Meir, that that's not true. Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, says, that the problem, Taisus says, Rashi seems to be retracting that which he said in the beginning of the Masechta, that the halach of doing business, b'yom edom, on the day of the holiday, Rashi seemed to say it's talking about buying and selling. And Taisus asks, Rashi over here seems to be retracting that. It's only when it comes for them to, but from you to sell to them, but for them to sell to you, that's not a problem. And Rabbeinu Meir therefore says that that's why our Mishnah is not talking about B'yom Edom, because it doesn't make a difference whether they're selling to you or buying from you. The halach of not doing business with a guy on the holiday applies to both scenarios, and therefore our Mishnah is not talking about the day of the holiday. It's a new din of the Meches. That's the Chiddush of Rashi over here. Very important to point out. If you look Rashi at the end of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Avol Mizban Minayu, Dover Hamiskayim, Rashi emphasizes, only perishable items, non-perishable items. Perishable items, you are allowed to buy from them. Or you're not allowed to buy from them, I should say. Because that, a Meicher is happy. He does rejoice. Because he doesn't have to deal with the perishable, the fact that it's perishable and have to get rid of it. He's happy to sell it. You know, doesn't want to keep the milk overtime. He'll be happy to sell it so it doesn't get spoiled, and then he can't. So Rashi says, "Avol mizba minayu davar miskayim shori." The stam meicher atzavu. A meicher is sad when he sells something when it comes to davar miskayim, and therefore I'm just talking about buying from them. Right. So let's say it's his business. Right, selling their wares. Flea market. Yeah, so let's say it's his regular business. I saw someone talk about this. Let's say it's his regular business. Why would he be sad? Why is he in sales? So who talks about this? I saw someone talk about this. It's a good point. Yeah, I mean, let's say it's his business. Yeah, it does need to, it does need an explanation. We'll have to see about that. Good point. Okay, good. You should have been in sales. No. Okay. All right, so that's the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Lo yishanu elu me'utaris beverid b'hadas. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that, which our Mishnah said again. When it's adorned, you are not allowed to buy from the idolatrous or non-Jewish store owners. You're not allowed to buy. That's only talking about when they're adorned with roses and myrtle, which have a good smell. You're benefiting from the scent of those items. So you're nene from Avodah Zarah. Because adornments are there for Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're not allowed to benefit from it. Avamutaris, beperis, mutaris. Well, let's say it's adorned with fruits. So in that case, it's mutter to buy from them. Right? Why? My time. What's the reason? This pasuk is talking about really ir hanidachas. It says you're not allowed to really connect at all, from that which is supposed to be destroyed, meaning the avodah zara property, so to speak. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. The halach is that it's only usur to benefit from it. Avo mahane shari, but you are allowed to give benefit to the avodah zara. So, according to Reish Lakish, we're taking the pasuk from Yiranidachas, which is Avodah Zarah, of course. We know a city that serves Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. So, we're borrowing the halacha, so to speak, from there, where we say everything is, Avodah Zarah related, and therefore you can't benefit from it. And that only applies specifically to benefiting from, but not causing benefit, right? So here as well, the fact that the money is being given to the store owner, even if it's, again, it's mutara, so we know that this is an Avodah Zarah designated store, and therefore the money that's given to the store owner will have a tax taken from it and be given to Avodah Zarah, so effectively I'm getting money to an Avodah Zarah. That's not a problem according to Reish Lakish. You're allowed to do that. However, if there's a scent coming from the store's adornments, which are takruvas Avodah Zarah, which are brought for before the Avodah Zarah, they're meant to serve the Avodah Zarah, in that case, there's a problem of benefiting from it. That's Reish Lakish's opinion.
And the money that he's going to get is going to buy them themselves. Say thank you to the sale itself. Not so much the sale.
Right. So that's a Rashi addressed, really. By them selling something, they're not happy with that. And we're not worried about the money itself.
Sure,
right.
Buying from them.
No, so you are buying from them. You're buying from them, and they're selling to you, right? So what are we worried about? We're worried about them taking the money and buying something? We never saw that. We only saw you have a problem of giving them something that they can actually bring for Avodah Zarah. They're not going to be Azul Amoyter. They're not going to go thank the Avodah Zarah, because like Rashi said, Amoyter is not happy when he sells something. So for that halacha you're saying, which we had throughout the Masechta, of doing business with them on the holiday, right? That halacha doesn't apply, Rashi says, because he's selling to you. It's a new halacha over here, according to Reish Lakish, that you're benefiting from something that's supposed to serve the Avodah Zarah, and that's a problem. And then we'll see Rabbi Yochanan in a second that there's another issue. Rabbi Yochanan, let's see Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu me'utaris b'peiros. Again, when it's adorned, that means it's meant to be for the Avodah Zarah. This is an Avodah Zarah designated store, okay? It's an Avodah Zarah designated establishment. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu mutaris b'peiros nami aser." He holds it doesn't matter. Even if you're not smelling that which is there to serve the Avodah Zarah, even if the store is just adorned with fruits, you look at the fruit. You're not really benefiting from the fruit. Still, it's aser to buy. Why? Kavuchaymer. It's a kavuchaymer. Nana aser mahane loy kol shekein. If someone is not allowed to benefit from Avodah Zarah, it's a kavuchaymer. Of course, it would be true that you are not allowed to give benefit to an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan learns that the problem of doing business or really buying from these stores in the Ir Sheish Bavodas Rechavim has nothing to do with you benefiting from the scent of the store or anything like that. It's the fact that your money is going to Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that the establishments that are adorned are owned or somehow leased, or the ones that serve the Avodah Zarah are going to end up getting that money and using it for the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. That's the problem, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Nothing to do with you being benefiting from Avodah Zarah. So we have Machlokes Reish Lakish. Yeah. Okay, so, well, let's talk about that. So Rabbi Yochanan, on a simple Pashat Sham and Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, now at a benefit, but he's saying there's a Kabbal Chaymer now that Pasuk or that Halacha would apply to giving benefit to a guy as well. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Pasuk is the Pasuk. You're not allowed to be benefiting from it. The question is, I mean, it could be the Pasuk is the same. The question is if you make the Kabbal Chaymer. Machlokes is if you make a Kabbal Chaymer. That's what it sounds like. That's what seems from the Gemara. It's not so simple, but that's what the Gemara seems to say. I think it's important to stop here for a second just to go into, I believe David Monk went into this, but the question is, what is really the source that you're not allowed to benefit from Avodas Chachavim? So, we might not have so much time, but the Gilyan Ashas over here seems to learn. I'm not going to go into it really that, we'll read it word for word, but first, Tosfos has a question. If you benefit from something that's Avodah Zarah and not in the normal way of benefiting from it, Tosfos has a question if that's a problem, if that's not a problem. But if you read the Gemara simply stated, the Gemara seems to say that the source for not benefiting from Avodah Zarah is from the Pasuk, Yidbak b'yadcha mu'uma min acherim, which again, is not really talking about takruvas Avodah Zarah. It's talking about irani dachas, right? So that's already something that's interesting. But it seems to the Gemara that that's the source. Kiva Eger doesn't seem to learn like this. If you go through what he says, Kiva Eger learns, seems to be in this Gemara smash like this as well, Marin Hulin, that the source for not benefiting from Avodah Zarah, that which is bought, Takuba is called, that something which is meant to serve Avodah Zarah, the source seems to be from Zivchei Mason. The Torah says that which is brought for Avodah Zarah is sacrifices of a dead carcasses, and the Gemara in Chulin makes a drasha. That just like a mace is also bahana, we learn that from Sukkim, mace is also bahana, from Eglaruf, Gemara in Kedushin, mace is also bahana, a dead carcass is not, you're forbidden to benefit from a dead carcass, that we apply to something that is brought to Avodah Zarah as well, it's also Asar Bahano, and that pasuk is not in the Torah, it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's in Navi. That seems to be the source that Takrubas Avodah Zarah is Asar. So we have, seems to be conflicting Gemara's exactly what the source of Takrubas Avodah Zarah, why it's Asar to benefit from. Kiva Eger has a question that based on the source of Zivchei Mesim, it says the Lashon of Achil over there, Yoichum Zivchei Mesim. And Kiva Eger says that, because it says Lashon of Achila, we make drushes, that it has to be done only b'derech Achila, the normal way to benefit. That's Kiva Eger's problem on Taisus. Since the source of being, of the fact that you're not allowed to benefit from a desire is from Zivchei Mason where it says Achila, you have to have it only in normal way of being Eichelet, something that's derech Achila. So therefore, Kiva Eger asks, according to you, Taisus, what's your suffix, whether you're derech Achila or not derech Achila? The source is from Yoichel Zivchei Mason. And there it says Achila, you need to be Derech Achila. So what's Taisus' question? The problem is, Kiva Eger is a big problem, because the Gemara says the source is like, Yidbak v'yodcha m'um min acherim. Nothing to do with Achila. Right? But unfortunately, right, we have a Gemara in the Chulin seems to say the opposite. So this... Well, it's talking about that which was brought for Avodah Zarah, and it's titled as Zivchei Mason. And Mason, we make a drasha, is referring to human. Right, it's not talking about humans. What? Well, you're eating the sacrifice that was brought to the Avodah Zarah, and the drasha is from the fact that it's called Mason. And that we're applying to say that Mason is referring to a human. You're correct, really. The pasuk is not talking about human carcasses, but that's the drasha that we make. We're using it as an adjective. I don't think it's Pasha Psha the Pasuk. Right. It's the appellation, or Gerby says, is, yeah, Mason, it's a borrowed, referring to human carcasses. It's not the simple translation. Yeah. So, just to bring this out over here, so I just want to read a Rambam quickly. The Rambam says, it seems to be a machlekes Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says, a mitzvah of hey, he says, you want to mechaber dover, me'avoy dezora, el me'moynenu, avon nirchach mimenu, mi'boteho, hu mikol mashi yuchas elev, hu armu yisal, v'yisov yisov v'yisecho, that's the beginning, u'mishenene me'dover mimenu chayiv malkis, u'kvar bi'adu v'soif malkis, shemishen, he goes in the case of Atzi Asherah, and he says, what's the pasuk? Mishum lo yidbach miyotcha me'uma min acherim. The Rama brings the problem of benefiting from Avodah Zarah and anything that's connected to it, which simply understood refers to also that which is used to serve the Avodah Zarah, such as Takruvus Avodah Zarah. It says, lo yidbach miyotcha me'uma min acherim. That's the source. So the Rambam seems to learn that is the source for, like our Gemara seems to say, really. The Ramban, later on, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in really Loisa Se Kuvtza the Dalit, I'm just going to paraphrase what he says here, very, very long piece. He says that the source from the Pasuk was Enesvar Bugmar Kam Perak Meruba, he brings all the Gemaras, and then he brings the Yisurah Bahano Lomdu Eisoim Dixiv, Ayitzmid Levav Pahor, Vayoich Luzid Chay Mason. The Ramban says that the source, Yisurah Ano, for Takrubas of Adizara, comes from Vayoich Luzid Chay Mason. And the Ramban explains over there, even though it's a pasuk in Navi, he still says it's a diaraisa based on what we said in the Sharoshim. That's the whole piece of the Ramban. But we seem to have a machlekes. I can't, skip over this. We seem to have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, the source for the Isra of benefiting from Takruvis of Avodah Zarah. He did mention it. Oh, very good. I'm just here to quote the Halakha. Chas v'shalom. Shutzis b'avoy d'zara. So that's now the question really boils down to. It seems this is a machlekes of Kiva Eger and Tosfos. That's a little bit of a problem. But one other point I wanted to bring out, you'll tell me if David mentioned this, Rav Yitzchak, is that the Gemara brings a kavachomer. Rav Yochanan says if you can't benefit from avodah zarah kavachomer, you can't give benefit. Now the question is, what is the kavachomer? Why is that a kavachomer? I would say, if you ask me, I mean, the fact that you're getting benefit from an avodah zarah might even be worse. You're deriving benefit. That's a kavachomer to say that you can't give benefit. I don't know. You're glorifying the avodas chachavim. I don't know. Is that it's two different things. Why is that a kavachomer? I don't know if I don't know if you can just lose sleep over such a question. Let's say it like this. If you read the Rambam, let's not look at it as a question. Let's say it's maybe a way of explaining the Gemara. If you look at the Rambam, he's very careful to say that the isser of takruvas avodah zarah is because not necessarily that what you brought to the avodah zarah is like Rebbe always says, a heinous object. Like we have kilei akerim, asur b'hano, other things. Basur b'cholov is asur b'hano. There's a problem in the chepsa that it's something that's disgusting and therefore you can't benefit from it. The way the Rambam says it, maybe this is also the halacha, but the way the Rambam says it here is that the fact that something was brought before avodah zarah is not necessarily because it's a heinous object. That's not necessarily the reason. Maybe it's also true. But the way the Rambam's magdir, the way he defines the iser, is because by having benefit from something that was brought to avodah zarah, you are in a way connecting with the avodah zarah. That represents a connection to the avodah zarah by benefiting from something that was brought for it. Now, it's indirect. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, that there still is a problem. There's a problem of serving avodah zarah, of course. That's a problem. But there's also, you're also not allowed to connect to avodas kachavim by benefiting from that which was brought from it. You can say similar maybe to the concept that we have of it. So yichlud, which is not, you know, mamish gili arayis, but it's also a way of connecting with something, you know, someone that's usher to you. Similar concept. The way the Rambam says it is that it's not necessarily because it's a real Isra Hanoh. Chefs is a real Isra Hanoh. Rather, it represents you connecting to the Avodah Zarah. Chiddush, very big chiddush. But if you learn like that, you understand the Kavachaymer very well. Because if you're going to benefit, and that's your connection to the Goy, if you're going to glorify the Goy, the idol, if you're going to give benefit to it, you're going to glorify it, it's a kavachomer that when you connect in that way, that's going to be a problem of takruvas avodah zarah. So that's really a good way to, you know, enhance this kavachomer. If you learn that that's the gather of takruvas avodah zarah. This is Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. He says this svara to understand the pshat in the Gemara. Of course, it's not pashut because Tosfos does seem to shtel tzu kilei akerim and he does seem to compare it to regular isurei hanoh. But if you learn like that, again, just the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Machlekes, Rambam, Ramban, what's the source for Takruvas Vaydazar? What's the source? If you learn, and also if you read the Rambam, just the second point here is if you read the Rambam carefully, he seems to be giving a new, you know, perspective on why it's usher to benefit from Takruvas Vaydazar.
Let's say somebody takes a test, says a better, and he's not going to benefit from fighting. Can he be my husband? Why not? The Kabbalah doesn't seem to be working without his kind of
thing. Well, now there's a little.
That's because I can't get benefit from somebody, doesn't mean I can't get benefit.
Well, nether would be definitely be not work, yeah, because the nether's only me benefiting from them. But that's exactly the point. Because why? What are the two things? I'm benefiting, giving benefit are two. They're nothing to do with each other. That's exactly. I mean, and if you look at the pasuk, by the way, lo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim, lo yidbak. The problem is connecting, associating. Well, that's the point. Maybe that's the machlekes. You could say something like that. Not so far off. I wanted to bring out this svara. Maybe we'll see throughout the rest of the mesechta even how this applies. But I think it's very something good to mention. All right, moving along. Meisve. So we have Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. If there's an iser to be mahane avodah zara, to call, give money that effectively will be used for avodah zara, that's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish Rabbi Yochanan. Meisve. Rav Nosson Oimer Yoyim Shavu Zekachav Menechas Boyes Hameches. Rav Nosson says the day that they levy a tax on the people that again buy from the stores on the Machlekes Rabbeinu Meir. Let's go with Rashi right now. On the day of the holiday, the festival sale, they create levy a tax. Machrizin v'aymrim, they announce. This is the rule. Every day, everyone, they send it out on an email. Everyone should know. Kol mi shenoytel haTorah v'yaniach b'roishoy v'b'roish chamoyroy l'chaver avodas kechavim. Anyone who would take a crown, they would have these adornments. Again, they would take some of the adornments, put it on his head, and the head of the donkey. All right, the, excuse me, what? The what?
Could be or.
Oh, is it or? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you have to have both requirements. But you use the adornment, then, for the honor of the idol, so he doesn't have to pay the tax. You want to get out of the tax? Tax evasion. You do this procedure, you're all scot-free there. V'imlav, it's kosher tax evasion, of course. V'imlav, al yaniach loy es hameches. But if not, if he doesn't do this practice, then he doesn't lose out on the tax. That's what he did. That's the rule. Okay, that's what they say, like we said in this scenario of the festival sale. Oh, Yehudi shenim sosham mayase. Now you have a Jew, he's in a pickle. What is he supposed to do? He comes to the sale, he wants to buy, innocently buy whatever he wants to buy. But what's he going to do now? Yaniach, let's say he does follow the procedure to get rid of the tax. Of course, that will be your first, Nimsa Nene. He's going to be Nene from the idols, right? Well, Yaniach, but let's say he doesn't, what's the other option? Don't put it on. Nimsa Mahane. What's he going to do? He's going to buy and pay the tax. But then he's causing benefit, giving benefit to the idols. So he's stuck. He's going up the creek without a paddle. Right. In other words, you don't see, right, the actual wearing of the of this is not considered doing avodah zara. L'chaver avodah zara. That's a nice thing to do. It's only the hana of it, not the. That's not called serving avodah zara. Interesting. That's interesting. I didn't think of that. Yeah, you see, it's too indirect for me to be called serving avodah zara. It's only a problem of hana. Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. Yeah.
What else could you
remember? Oh boy. Well, because what? Well, that's what we're saying. That's what the Shulchan is saying.
So maybe that's.
Well, is he saying that you have to be mahanet, the fact that you're just giving glory to the idol? Right. Well, that's the other side. But again, you have to also look back at Taisus and Dabbeis. What exactly is Avodah Zarah today? You know, okay. So what's the question? We see Beferish explicitly that Nimsa Mahana, that there's an Isser of being Mahana. So let's just finish the Bryce, so we'll get back to the question of the Gemara. Mikan Omru, Hanoisev, Hanoisev Meshuk, Meshavaz, Gechavim, Behema, Teoker. Here, rule, we see from here if someone again, and here it says does business, okay? So again, it's a little bit both ways. It's a little Shver and Rashi, really. But if you do it on the festival sale, so then, behema teyaker. If you buy a behema, you can't benefit from it. Really, it doesn't seem that you have to get rid of it. Teyaker, we're going to learn about later on, means you. I think the R school translation is you hamstring it. You cut off its feet. So it sort of loses its functionality. Peiros, if it comes to fruits that you buy, or ksus, clothing, the kalim, or vessels, yurkavu. They have to rot. You leave it, you don't benefit from it. Mice?
Yeah.
What?
You did it already.
It's a knas, yes, it's a knas, exactly. It's a fine. Yeah. Mois, when it comes to money, and again, this is a little bit problematic according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, you're not selling anything, you're buying. So what does it mean, money? What are you doing with money? Well, oh, so you have to say it's an exchange, you buy money, it's a currency exchange. Very not so simple. Uklemapsis, and let's say you buy, you know, these things don't rot, you have metal kalim. So then Yaliochim Yamamelach, you bring them to Yamamelach, I mean you don't benefit from them, that's the classic scenario. You put in the Yamamelach, it deteriorates, you can't benefit from it. So that's really the knas, like Richard, like you said, when you do business on the day of this festival sale. Vezel, let's continue the price. So Vezel, Iker, what is Iker? What is this act of uprooting? Hamanasher Parsis Seh, Hamanar Kubulamata. You remove its hooves from below the femur, I believe, Akuva is the femur of the animal. So that, Rashi explains, it's not a trefa. If you do it from the Akuva Lamata, above the knee, the thigh, essentially, then it's going to die. It's a trefa. You're not allowed to make it into a trefa. We're not sure why. Machlik is Rashi Taisus, it seems, exactly why you can't make an animal into a trefa. Rashi is very unclear what the problem is. But this is what you do. You make sure that its hooves are removed. What we're going to see later on, it's not tzar bar lechaim. There's no problem. Even if you do it below the thigh bone, it's still tzar bar lechaim. The Gemara is going to say later on, it's not. Taisa says there's a specific, Taisa says that it's not that you're not supposed to, it's just that Taisa, if you look in Menashe Parsisel, Taisa says at the end there, the wide lines, three lines down in the Taisa Dibra Maskel Menashe, six lines down from the wide lines, Taisa says, meaning, really, there is no problem of causing the animal to become a trefa per se. Just that it's enough to not benefit from it by making it doesn't have, well, what's an animal without hooves? Nothing really. Can't do anything for you. So it's enough. Rashi seems to say over here the Isser, there's an Isser to make something a trefa. Now, Ken Zayin, money is daiti, we had the Gemara before, maybe the problem would be baltashlis. That's another thing. Maybe there's baltashlis, and that gets into the whole sugya of if there's baltashlis when you have a reason to do something we mentioned before, perhaps that's the reason according to Rashi. But Ktani Mehas, what does it say? We at least learned in this Mishnah, Yaniach Nimsa Nehene, right? We said, if he follows the procedure, then he's coming and benefiting. Lo Yaniach Nimsa Mahane, and he's being Mahane to Goy Ovid Kachovim. So you see, explicitly, like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish, that you see that there's an Isser of giving benefit to a avodas kachavim. So how does he answer this? Amra Mishashi Bredu Avidi Kasav Reish Lakish Shem Ben Lakish. Mishashi Bredu Avidi answers. The Shem Ben Lakish holds. Pligi Rabban Alei De Rab Nosson. Bano Da Amri Karabon and the Pligi Alei. This is Breiser that we just brought up until now is Rab Nosson, and he holds. Yeah, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan that there is a problem of being mahana to an idol. However, Shem Ben Lakish says I hold like the Rabbanan that argue on Rav Nosson. And that's the answer to this question of the Gemara. Anything I want to say over here? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Sabar Loi Pligi. And Rabbi Yochanan says Loi Pligi. He holds they don't argue. He holds everyone agrees to what I say. Not just Rav Nosson. It's not just a Das Yochid. I hold everyone holds you cannot be Mahana a Goy. In fact, the Gemara Loi Pligi. They don't argue. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Vahatan, you learned in a braisa, Hochel, you reach a life of Kachavim, someone who goes down to the sale, right, again, of festival sale. So then, like in the hand, Behema, Avodim, Shachis, Botim, the Sadis, Uchramim, the rule is he can buy, you see here, he can buy from them, right away you see the question. You're allowed to buy from them an animal, a slave, a maidservant, houses, fields, vineyards, you're allowed to write a shtar and the bait, or make sure you force your possession of these things in the courthouses of the non-Jews, even though that's something that's very discouraged. And they should come out some of them, because by doing this, it's as if you're saving your possession from them. Meaning, if you don't enforce your possession of these things, you stand to lose. So therefore, you want to make sure it's established in court that you have the ownership of these things. What? Why is that a heter? Well, we'll see soon. Right. So, Yeah. So what's the reason? So we'll see later on what the reason is. We'll see. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Yeah, what does it mean to be other? Yeah, so we'll see. Each case is different, but we'll see it on the base. Yeah, it's metalklin. Taisus and Amud Beis is Yishev Eretz Yisrael by the, yeah. But we'll see. Let's see. Okay, we'll get there in a second. I bought my little bell in case we've come to desperate measures over here. Bimhaya Koyin. Now let's say this person who's buying it is a Koyin. So he's gaining possession, buying these things. The rule is Metame Bechutzlar, it's Law de Malari Imam. He's allowed to go to the court outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Supreme Court. Not the one in Eretz Yisrael. He goes to the Supreme Court outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ladim la'ari mahim. If he needs to debate. He's not technically, we guys are tum al Eretz Lanim, there's tum and chutz la'aretz, not allowed to just leave Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, it would be a problem. But here, to gain possession of these things, he's allowed to do it. And just like he's allowed to go into chutz la'aretz to do this, he's allowed to be metam b'beis ha'kvaros to gain possession of these items. In fact, the Gemara b'beis ha'kvaros al kedai toch, telling me b'beis ha'kvaros, what do you mean? Tumah d'araisa, you can't be over on a d'araisa to do this. Can't be over a d'araisa. Ela b'beis ha'pras, d'rabbanon. No, we're talking about a b'beis ha'kvaros, which is a b'beis ha'pras. Pras comes from Lashon of Prusa. This was a sada shenechrash b'kever. A b'beis ha'pras is an air field which was plowed over, and there was a grave that was there. So we're worried that the bones were ground up in the plow and they were spread out from the grave, the immediate area of the grave. And therefore there's a problem if you're moving etzem kisayra, but it's only a chashash d'rabbanan. Taisa says it's a chashash d'rabbanan to worry about such a thing. And therefore that's the heter for the kohen. Let's say someone wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. You can't just leave Eretz Yisrael. But, well, what a Shavuos Aveda? No, this is not a basic. Well, we'll see in a second. No, there's no heter based across the Araisa. That's for sure. That we established. No. So the case of Beis HaKvaris is Beis HaPras. Misnomer. Yeah, it means Chassadah Shenechrash B'Kever. Oh, so now we have the din, Lil Matar V'Lisa Isha. He's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn the better yeshiva outside of Eretz Yisrael for him, or more, I think better for him, V'Lisa Isha, and there's a Chashidach. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda clarifies this. Emesai, Bizman Shem Moitz Elimoy. If there's no, when it comes to learning, if there's no place to learn in Eretz Yisrael, so then you can leave. What? A Rebbe, or a good Rebbe, yeah. But if you can find, maybe it's not the best yeshiva, the best Rebbe, then you have no head to leave to go. See, so on a girl, I would say not, because they don't have a commandment to learn.
No,
if
you have an okay girl in
there. Oh, interesting. if you need to go to Toronto over, hear what you're saying. That's Toronto. And I'm the Gabba Dover. Taisha says here, Lilma Tar Valisa Isha is a mitzvah. Well, let's say you find, I don't know, is there such a thing, a half girl that's half good for you? I don't know if there's such a, by a girl, it's all or nothing. Well, yeah, he disagrees. Yeah, I think it's an all or nothing. I think that's a true thing. It's all or nothing. Learning is learning. You won't have the best learning, fine. You don't always get the best Rebbe, but you can't find a woman that's half good for you, you know? It's either matzah or matzah, exactly. I think that matzah or matzah. You either find it, there's no in-betweens. Okay. All right, scratch that from the regular. Put it on mute. I'll look it up. I'll do it for you. I'll look it up. Okay, please. All right. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu bizman shemaitz lil moed yitmo, lefi she'ein, so Rabbi Yossi says no. Even if you have someone, is the air conditioner on in here? It's very hot. It's very hot in here and it's humid. I feel like it's humid. In the room too. Person can't, you're not gonna be matzliach. You're not necessarily gonna be matzliach if you have the wrong grab on. So make sure you go, you can go in such a scenario. And what happens over here, this is the main point here, now, that's the, regarding the machlaikis, whether you can leave, but this brisa that we brought over here says, go all the way back to the beginning, you're allowed to go to the festival of the goy to buy. Which means you're allowed to be, again, give money to the store owner, even though that money is going to end up benefiting an avodah zarah. You're being mahana an avodah zarah. It says you are allowed to do that. If that's the case, we see that at least as a machlekes, meaning Reb Nosson, who said before you're not allowed to, is a das yochid, the Rabbanan argue. And how do we see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi says the whole point over here that we brought Rabbi Yochanan in the end was to show us that Rabbi Yochanan knew of this brisa and he actually held of this brisa. Now maybe he doesn't paskin like the ratio of it, but he still held of the brisa. And how can you say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no machlekes whether you're allowed to be mahane a guy, you see, or if I just kachavim the idol, you see, you are allowed to, and it's the chachamim. No, don't make that mistake, Reb Pinchas. No, because this is I made the same mistake. No, because Rabbi Yechanan is just talking about the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the other man, the Yarmim, whether you're allowed to go to chutz laaretz to marry. That's a separate halacha. Regarding the reisha, we don't see what Rabbi Yechanan goes like paskins like the reisha or not. That we have to say. We see that the Chachamim argue. You see what I'm saying, Pinchas? I made the same mistake. Yeah, it's a pshat hara. Good point, but I made the same mistake. Yes. As machabit, it's your mistake. We'll talk after. It's an inside conversation. We'll let you in afterwards. It's a pshat hara. L'maisa, we see Rabbi Yechanan holds of this brisa, and the Chachamim argue on Reb Nosson. You could be Mahane. So what does he do? I'm a pligi. I'm a chorab yechanan. La'olam loy pligi. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, really they don't argue. What do you do with this brisa which says you're allowed to buy? It's a different case. V'loy kasha. Kambo lekech min atagor. The shakli mislimine. We're talking about two different scenarios. The case where Rabbi Yochanan held that you're not allowed to buy is talking about from a merchant, a salesman, someone whose the tax is levied upon the tagor, the merchants. Avol, Kambla, but over here, Khan, where it says you're allowed to be Mahana, but like cash from Balabayas, cash only. You buy from the Balabayas, cash only. No taxes. No sales tax over there. So in that case, the Loy Shakli Mechsamine, where you don't collect the tax, they don't collect the tax. Not only that, this Balabayas is an idol worshiper. That's another problem. But in that case, the tax is not levied, and therefore there's no problem being Mahana. And that's what it's saying over here. You're allowed to buy from them in the festivals, the festival sale. There's no problem of having the money go to a guy. But you're still doing business, and therefore there's a chiddush that you're allowed to do it, but there's no problem of being Mahana a guy. Yeah. Wait, which case? You're not allowed to. What's your question? Well, no. So I don't think in this case there is no heter. And that's not the heter. Was the Gemara saying that that's the reason why it's mutter, or the Gemara was saying stam? What's he doing? What can he do? I don't know if that's a reason for a heter. In other words, what's he supposed to do? I don't know.
You're saying even if it's not a problem of serving Avodah Zarah, there should be a Maris Ayin. I hear.
I don't have an answer for that.
Right. It's
Right. I mean, for some reason, I'm not answering the question. I'm just saying you see from the Gemara that we're completely ignoring that fact. Yeah. That he, and I'm not answering, and it's, I'll let me try to see if someone, it should still be usher because either you're serving or there's Maris Ayin. I'm wondering if maybe Tysus raises his. Yeah. No, it's a zikr ha'ara. It's a ha'ara. Well, again, we have to understand if that's Christianity is an avodah zarah. That's another whole thing. I mean, let's say it is. So you're saying, could a guy give a donation to a church? He wants to donate to Aaron. It's a very good point because don't make the mistake. I should, the Tysus points this out on top. 100%, you're not allowed to be Mahana, an idol. You're not allowed to glorify an idol or give money to an idol. Here, Tysus says it's specific. If you want to look quickly, we have to move a little bit. But if you look at the top Tysus, Abba Mahana Shari, Tysus says that, he brings a case, for example, if let's say someone wants to build somewhere and he wants to leave a little space for the guy, Tysus says, of course you're not allowed to be Mahana and give place for an idol. Of course you're not. Here, Tysus says there's a little bit, the reason why over here there might be a hetter, the machlekes of Rechem Yesh Lakish, is because there's also a bezayin. Because you're ignoring, really, what do the goyim want? They don't really necessarily want the tax. They want you to glorify their gods. Put on them the Torah. Do it with Kitikunai, Zakeli Van Beyu. Right? They really want you to do that. The tax is the, you know, the b'dievid, way of doing it. So Tais says, and that's the scenario Rav Yechon Meish Lakish argue where you have this sort of in between. It's not the optimal way of doing it.
Give you, come on, put it on.
Give you a tax. Right. That's their incentive, is a tax deduction. Your case. So here it's, but there's a bazillion by not doing that. So this is a specific example. Let's say your case, you're giving money to the Hindu elephant. Over there, 100% will be also according to Tysus. Very important. That's a great point you're making. Halacha l'maisa, don't come out from this Gemara. We're talking about Rabbi Yechon, like we're passing like Rabbi Yechon, you can start donating money to the Hindu non-for-profits. Amar. Behema tiyakas. So we said if you buy a behema on the original Levi Kachavim, the rule is you have to be ma'akir the parsley sale because you're not allowed to benefit from it, you're not allowed to use it. Back to Gemara. What are you doing? You're taking an animal, you're amputating its hooves. It's example, it may be, you know, it's going to cause tsar, of course. So tsar b'al chayim, right? I mean, the castration.
No.
The gid anasha. That's Nikur. Nikur. It's something else. This is a new thing, this Tayakur. But I don't know if they cut it off or they pop it. I don't know. All right. You cut it. I think that's where I got it from, the art school. Can't argue. What? Tendon, severance of the tendons. The Ikat Sabra Lichayim. Amar Abay, Amar Rachman of Esuseim Te'akir. How do you read this? Te'akir. It is a pasuk in Yeshua over here, which says you uproot the behemoth's parsoisel if it's Avodah Zarah. Now, it's a question, if Tzabal Chaim's Yeraisa, what's this pasuk help for? Look at the Tysus.
We have to move a little bit.
Amar Mar. Vezo, Ikur, Menasha Parsoisem, and Arkubu Lama. So what is Ikur? You make sure that the animal doesn't, like we just said, you get rid of its hooves. We say that you're not allowed to consecrate animals Over here we're talking about Bedek Habayis, Rashi says. Ve'im achrimin, you're not allowed to make chayrim, which is another way of consecrating something for the temple. Ve'im arichin, and you're not allowed to do erchin v'zman hazeh. Because again, we don't have a temple. So where's the money? You're causing problems by creating hektish. Now what if you do it? Ve'im hektish ve'echrim ve'herich. Behema te'yakir. The rule is if it's an animal, you have to be ma'akirit. We'll see what that means in a second. Peiris ksus v'keile and your kebu, they rot. Make sure that you don't get any benefit from these things and you put it in the Yam HaMelech. That's the rule. Ve'ezel, here's the punchline. What is ikur? Noel delas b'foneha v'himesa me'eleha. You close the door in front of it and you can kill it through starvation. So over here, what do you see? What is ikur? You're not taking the hooves off. What are you doing? You're making sure that it doesn't eat so that it dies. Stira. Amrabaya, shiny hofta, mishamazoyin kachim. Over there, really, ikor would be to get rid of the hooves. Over there, you don't have that eitzah because bizoyin kachim. Rashi says, what's going to happen is, look at the top Rashi, second Rashi on the top. Di amr te'oker, eina mesa nehera, nira bizoyin alizman meruba. Because if you get rid of the hooves, and you see from this Rashi, by the way, it's important for the next Gemara, that when you are ma'aka the parse seil, it doesn't become a trefa, but it's going to have an early death. Essentially, it doesn't have hooves, you know, it's going to die. But that, there's a bazillion kachim for that, because you're going to let it sit around, you have kachim, it's hekdish, you are makdish it, sitting around. No, it seems, no, because it's sitting there without hooves. It's sitting there without hooves. No, look at Rashi carefully. Nira bizyoyna, lizman maruba. It doesn't have hooves. You look at this animal sitting there like a neb, without hooves, for a while. Near of his yonel is mamaruba. So if it dies right away, fine. So that doesn't seem to be it.
Yeah. It stars. Every day it looks shvat. Every day it looks weak. I think you're not doing it if it dies.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that. No, Rashi doesn't say that. I'm just reading the Rashi. So if you're worried about bizayin, so shecht it. Slaughter it. You should slaughter it. I mean, this is going back on the case of hegdish. Slaughter it. I shchut echutz. Hegdish. Dr. Rashi, bedek abayis. Maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. We don't have so much time. So why don't you slaughter it? Also, we will take hakola. Because if you shecht it, you slaughter it properly, then you're going to end up thinking, oh, look at this slaughtered animal, something you can eat. Rashi says, la'achla, you might eat it. Oh, so why don't you slaughter it in a way where it's not kosher? L'shavi gistera, split it in two. You chop it in half. And therefore you have a dead animal, no bezayin kachim, no shchutei chalutz, none of that. And you have a way of doing it without having it die of starvation. Am rabaya, am akrav, and he tats them as mizbechaisam. It says, you shall destroy the altars, the pagan altars, and etc. And then it says, "Loisasim kein Hashem lekeichem." You should not do this to your own hektish, your own karbonis. Meaning, there's a specific issur of destroying hektish. It seems. Yeah. Rava Amar Mibnei Shanira Kamatel Mum Bekachim. Rava says, no, it looks like you're being matel mum bekachim by slaughtering it or killing it or mishavi gistra. It looks like you're causing a mum to go blemish, which Rashi says is a problem, because the pasuk says tamim yeil ratzon. Rashi says, well, we'll see Rashi later on. There's a problem of being matal mum bekachim iser, and that's what it looks like. And here again is the problem, because if we're talking about bedek habayis, what does that have to do with a mum? That's Tosis's problem, and Rashi, Tosis in the end will answer it. Maybe we'll get back to it. It's a big Tosis over here, but that's the problem according to Rava. Frankly, Gemara, Nira, Mum Ma'alyahu, by slaughtering this animal, that's Hegdish, it's not Nira, ain't Mum Gadol Mizeh, I mean, you're killing the animal. So why does he say Nira? Oh, Zogdi Gemara, Hani Mili, Bizman, Shabes HaMikdash, Kayim, the Chazila HaKrova. It's not a real Isra of Hatolas Mum, because the din of being Matal Isra, being Matal Mum, is only when you have a Beis HaMikdash and you can bring it as a carbon, and by it seems in the Gemara, the problem of giving a blemish in an animal is you're taking away its ability to be brought as a carbon. That's only when you have a Beis HaMikdash. But today you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's no way of being makrivit. Mm-hmm. That should raise eyebrows a little bit. What? Man. What do you mean? We will. Now. Okay, that doesn't seem to be right now. Mehri Bonner. The Lech Chazil HaKrova, less than Ba, and therefore there's no Isser. The Gemara is saying, that's a Chidush on the Gemara, there's no Isser of Atalas Mum is Manazeh, because there's no way to be Makrovit, and therefore that's why it's only nearer. It's still a Marasayin, because you have a carbon and you're being Matal Mum. But it's not really the real problem of being Matal Mum. You're saying it's nearer, it's still nearer Kamatal Mum, because it's Hekdish. People what? They think that even if it's not Chazil La'akrova, they might not know this halal. I mean,
in case where people don't know the halal.
He's saying there's a Marasayin, even though Lemaisa, in other words, even.
There's no Marasayin because nobody's going to learn.
They don't know. Right? The question about that. The question about the question.
You're saying what they'll think there's an Isra of Hatolas Mum today because they don't know the halacha that there's no Isra of Hatolas Mum when there's no Beis HaMikdash. I hear what you're saying. I would say here it's a little bit different. I mean, the fact that the Gemara is really saying that it's not like a Tanai in the Isra, right? It's the Isra is to be Matal Mum to take away its ability to be Hukra. That is, yeah, so I think it's a little, I hear what you're saying. I'm not, yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit more than the case of Shkia, maybe, or something like that. I hear. I'll say that off the cuff. Mar says, but that can't, so what's Mar saying? The Isra is to take away its ability to be Hukra? Frankly, Mar, that can't be true. Let it be like a case of being Matul Mum already in a Baal Mum, which Rashi brings in Bechairis. So Mandi Amro holds that that's a problem. Usur, still, so there should be an Isra to be Matamum even today, even though you can't bring it, because it's like being Matamum Mamum. Mar seems to be saying, in other words, the Isra of being Matamum is not based on taking away its ability to be the Hukra. The actual fact that you're putting a blemish in a carbon is an Isra. So, remember the Gemara, no. Hidolai Chazi Lugufei, Lutmei Chazi, no. Regular Baumum in the time of the Isra Mikdash, yeah, you can't be Mak of this when it has a Mum, but you're still. It's still, we're not sure exactly how this works. Rashi says there's a problem of Tum Yiel Ratzon. This is still on some level being sacrificed as a carbon because you could sell it for its value. And therefore, there's a problem of being Matal another Mum. In our case, over here, you can't bring it. You can't bring its Dhamim. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Isra being Matal Mum of Matal Mum. I think this needs a lot of explanation, but we have to move a little bit. So for the sake of time's sake, let's move. Asher Rabbi Yoni to Rabbi Loi, the koyah piskel the tzur. Rabbi Yoni found Rabbi Loi on the entrance of tzur. Amarle, he said to him, "Ktani behema tayoker." Says you buy an animal, you have to get rid of the hooves, and that's halacha. You can benefit from it. What happens, Eved? Let's say you buy an Eved. What do you do with it? My Eved Yisrael come a boyli. Obviously, when it comes to an Eved of Yisrael, you can't. Again, this is a mortal wound, essentially, what you're doing when you hamstring the animal. It's not a trefa, but it will end up being killed based on what you do. So, of course, by an Eved Yisrael, of course you can't do that. As a Jewish slave, of course not. Ki kami boili, Eved avodah zarah. My, what's the rule? So, it's a good question. Yeah, we'll have to. Well, a mortal wound, essentially for a trefa, is a 12-month lifespan. Has to be within 12 months. That's what it seems. Rashi says, man maruba. Yeah, that's what it seems. At the end of the day, you're shortening the lifespan, but it's not a trefa. There is such a concept. Yeah, you can. Maybe it'll die of Jonathan, it'll die of depression. Dive depression. It'll have psychological dive depression. When it goes to the... No, no. He come a boy li yevet abu kachavim. My, amr lei, my come a boy lachos. Rabbi Loi said back to Rabbi Yoyna, what's your question? Tanya, we're going to brise up. Oiv kachavim baroi behem adaka. Goy, and someone who shepherds small animals, which is a goslin, he's a shepherd, Rashi says, yeah, like we learned. The rule is, leman lemarin, you're not allowed to kill them, right? You can't put them in a bar and have them die, but you don't have to, if they're in a desperate situation, and they're gonna die where they are, you don't have an obligation to save them, okay? I don't want to talk about that halacha, probably a lot to talk about, but let's just stay on the chat right now. So what do you see? Leman lemarin, you're not allowed to kill a goy. Here as well, if you buy the Eved, you're not ma'akar the Eved, because that'll cause him again to die at some point. So you're not allowed to do that even to a goy.
Oh,
I would assume. Yeah. I would assume so, yeah. I would assume it's only, I don't think you could just stop kill goyim. Yeah, and I would assume it's limited to an idolater. Ivy Gachava means an idol, yeah. Well, which one? You mean, yeah, he's chai. Well, let's say it's not just this. I would assume it's the same thing. One of the Zion mitzvahs, I would assume. Yeah. It says you're allowed to buy from them, according to Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson, we said before, you're allowed to buy behem avodim mishpachas. When it comes to, again, Like we said before, like Kaf Minatagar, from an Abal Bayis, and there's no problem of being Mahana, you're allowed to buy from them a Behem Avod Mishvachas. Now, what Eved are we talking about? Eved Yisrael? Does it mean it is really an Eved Yisrael, a Yiddish slave, right? Pidgin Shuyim, not Pidgin Shuyim, but let's say you end up buying a Jewish slave, that would make sense. You're allowed to buy from them. A Dilma, I feel like you're allowed to buy from them even a slave that's, again, an idolater. Is that okay? Amalei, so who's Miyam Almi? Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Mistavra Eved Yisrael, you're only allowed to buy a Jewish slave because it's a mitzvah." Rashi says, "I don't think it's pidyon shvuyim, but you're freeing a slave. You're bringing him under your wing, so to speak." The Eved Eved Gachavim line boyle. The Gemara says, "What would be the head to buy a slave of a non-Jew?" There's no mitzvah. Rashi says, "No mitzvah to do that." So there is an Indian to buy a Jewish, non-Jewish slave because you're being machnes tachas kanfei hashchina. Like an isha. And again, I don't understand why you have that. It's true. I don't really understand this. Why is that a mitzvah? Rashi Tosfos says time is machnes tachas kanfei hashchina the chay b'chol mitzvah she'anoshim chayoves garmino lo lo mi isha. Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't have them before. No, he was a gebet. He was an evet of a guy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, say who was the evet? He's the evet of a guy, zicher. He's the evet of a guy. Till now. So what's the fakir? You're not supposed to make gerim. No, mitzvah to make gerim. I really understand this. Maybe it's kavod shemayim. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, we have to move. Amar Avashi, Ota Behema, my machlas kanta yashchina iko, right? Frankly, Gemara, but then why is it a heter for a Behema? You can't be, you save the whales. You can't be Megai or a Behema. So what's the Inyan? Zot Gemara, El Mishum Yutayu. No, the Inyan is you're taking away Nechosim from a Goy. And by doing that, Rashi explains, you're taking away their influence because they have oil fields. Right? Or they have avodim and property and wealth that gives them shlita. Now they have cash. Right. You can't see it. V'achanami d'memati shari. Over here, that's the reason why it's okay. All right, let's just finish up. Rabbi Yankiv, Zoven Sandalo. On this Yerid of Anoyde Kechavim, he bought shoes, a shoe sale. Rabbi Yirmiya b'Zoven Pita. Rabbi Yirmiya bought a pita bread. He bought a lafa. But, what? Brechtaisis! It's pasakum. Okay, we'll see Taisis answers. We'll maybe talk about this tomorrow. Why? Yeah, Taisis bought this before, correct, in Daf Beis. Yeah. All the way in Daf Beis, yeah. Because this is buying, he bought a rye from the Gemara. This is the sugya, really, of buying.
Yeah. Yeah, Tosfos in El Beverid, where Tosfos. Yeah. I mean, the rabbi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.